This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on weight loss. And today's guest will be Anthony Thomas, who's a Ph.D., a doctor in nutritional biology, and we will be discussing sulforaphane, better known as the broccoli factor, and our subject will be the health benefits. Now, we'll start out with news you can use. And a tidbit that just came out recently, although has been going on, this is from the Business Journal, Kent Hoover, reporting on the IRS's ability to seize millions from law-abiding businesses, and several testified before the Ways and Means hearing on this. One is not permitted to deposit $10,000 cash at one time because it can invite the IRS to suspect that this is racketeering. And so this happened to one of my favorite companies. And they lived to tell the story. He titles his cash from farmers markets gets farmer in trouble. And Randy Sowers is the owner of South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. And he ended up agreeing to a settlement that allowed the IRS to keep $29,500 of the $67,000 it seized from his business. Now, he and his family sell a lot of his farm products at farmers markets, so they get a lot of cash. A teller at their bank advised them against making deposits of $10,000 or more because of the IRS reporting requirement, so they kept their deposits under $10,000. There was no breaking the law. And what's interesting is at no time were they charged with racketeering, and they were even told that, you know, you're good people, you do a good business, but you structured the deposits. And so the IRS was able to come in and close down one of their accounts and seize the money from it. So just very interesting. And why do I like this place? The Mountain Creamery has grass-fed animals. It's so conscientious. It's sustainability. They're one of the first companies to go back to the old-fashioned way of delivering right to the door. And it's Maryland's first on-site dairy processing plant that delivers all natural and farm-fresh products right to your doorstep. And they've been in this business since 2001. They have grown, have many, many customers. And so just news you can use there. The other issue I wanted to cover is fluoride, some fluoride controversies. And we get a lot of questions about this. And fluoride sources include drinking water. Most people know that. Food, toothpaste, rinses, mouth rinses, treatments, but a lot of people don't realize that fluoride pesticides are also out there. And drinking water is considered an inexact delivery route, and putting fluoride in the water supply is the first time ever that a medication was put in the water. What's been put in the water, public water supplies, has been to sanitize it. It's been to make the water supposedly better for consumption. And fluoride replaces calcium in the teeth and bones, and it can result in fluorosis of the teeth and bone, increased hip fractures, reduced cortical bone density, and increases trabecular bone, but you get more fractures. The bottom line on this is you get more brittleness of the bones with fluoride, more fractures. And it's in children, a pea-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste ingestion can lead to mild fluorosis. So there's no way of controlling how much fluoride comes in from the water. Now, the CDC, the Institute of Medicine, National Research Council, National Academies of Science, American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American Dental Association have all acknowledged the following. Babies are fluoride overdosed from intake of so-called optimal levels. Enamel fluoride concentration is not associated with reduced decay. Fluoride excess leads to increased tooth decay. And the risk for fluorosis comes from fluoridated drinking water, supplements, and toothpaste, and infant formulas containing fluoride before the age of six. Silica fluorides, this is really important, used to fluoridate 92% of the water supplies have not been sufficiently tested. That's the National Research Council's commentary. Fluoridated water increases the risk for lower IQ in children and bone cancer in adolescent males. Suspected risks include that it's genotoxic, causes neurological damage, immune problems, reproductive damage, and endocrine problems. And the American Academy of Pediatrics, the ADA, and the CDC have all mandated that we should avoid fluoride in infants up to 2 years. I'm a dental hygienist by training, and I had made this recommendation over 50 years ago. And it's sad that it's taken this long. It was 2006 when fluoride in the drinking water, the National Academies Press, came out. It's a 500-page book, I want to say, document, and it's available online. Fluoride in Drinking Water, National Academies Press. So that's in response to a lot of questions I've been getting on that topic. So now let's talk with our guest. I'm very excited that Anthony Thomas has joined us. He earned his BA in Nutrition, Food Science, and Dietetics from California State University, Northridge, his doctorate in Nutritional Biology from the University of California at Davis, and he's conducted postdoctoral research at the University of California at Los Angeles. And we're going to talk today about one of his research interests. He has many, and he has certainly published on research and studies. And he's co-authored multiple peer-reviewed scientific manuscripts. And he has served as a referee with relevant expertise in the fields of nutrition, obesity, diabetes for multiple scientific journals. So welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yes, and we are going to talk about the health benefits of sulforaphane. So let's give a brief overview of sulforaphane, what it is, and then we'll keep this conversation going throughout the show.
I recently came across sulforaphane. It seems to have various health benefits, and it's a sulfur-containing compound, particularly rich source is broccoli, and it's part of a larger class of molecules known as isothiocyanates, and they're a family of these sulfur-containing molecules that are derived from cruciferous vegetables primarily in the diet.
And why is sulfur important, since we really don't talk about that as much as we talk about other nutrients?
Well, sulfur is a component of many amino acids, and it is conserved in many amino acids. Cysteine, methionine, these amino acids help to serve specific roles in the structure and function of proteins, and so they're very important in the body.
Very good. Yes, I think some people also get sulfur mixed up with sulfa medications. and think that they have to avoid all sources. But this is essential. They cannot, they really can't avoid taking in the healthy sulfur.
Right, right.
So what, talk about the cruciferous vegetables, what they are. And I think that most people associate those with some stomach problems as far as consuming them. But just discuss what they are.
Well, that might be no surprise. They tend to be good sources of fiber as well as other nutrients. Things like cabbage, kale, watercress, horseradish, cauliflower, bok choy, these all fall into that category. Brussels sprouts, I think we all kind of inherently know they're good for us, but not many people really enjoy eating them. In fact, these sulfur-containing compounds are often what give them their pungent and bitter taste. So,
well, what I find interesting about it is there was a study I read a long time ago that people who have certain enzymes that help digest these foods in the saliva find that there's a sweeter taste. Those that lack it find these bitter. So there's actually a physiologic basis for the like or dislike of this family of foods.
Oh, wow. You know, I hadn't heard that. And that's pretty interesting, though. It would almost convey an advantage to those that preferentially sought out these vegetables. So there's a number of actually epidemiologic studies that show the consumption of cruciferous vegetables is associated with reduced cancer risk. And we all have been told fruits and vegetables are good for us, vegetables in particular. And while vegetable consumption in general is associated with reduced risk of cancer, there seems to be an added benefit specifically to cruciferous vegetables. And they think because they're particularly rich in these sulfur-containing compounds, that's driving a lot of this relationship and, you know, quote-unquote anti-cancer activity of consuming cruciferous vegetables. So, you know, that would favor those people that consume higher amounts. So if you like them, that's going to help reinforce eating them.
Yes, and we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, this is Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you that my co-host, Kevin Passero, and I alternate the shows. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and you can listen next Sunday to Kevin's discussion on weight loss. Now, today's guest is Anthony Thomas, PhD, who is a doctor in nutritional biology. His primary research interests have focused on the influence of dietary and lifestyle factors on the pathogenesis of chronic cardiovascular, metabolic disease, and metabolic diseases. He has authored, co-authored multiple peer-reviewed scientific studies on nutritionally related conditions. And our subject today are the health benefits of sulforaphane, and I always have a hard time pronouncing that, better known as the broccoli factor. So we introduced in the first segment that the sulfur-containing foods are sometimes those that are not as well handled by people, cabbage, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, they're pungent and bitter. So tell us a little bit more about the difference between getting this sulforaphane from foods versus supplements.
Well, sulforaphane is derived from a parent compound called a glucosinolate. And essentially all this is the sulforaphane, but it has a sugar molecule attached to it. Essentially, the plant stores it in this form, say an inert form. And when the plant is damaged, say by chewing or chopping, there's an enzyme contained that's compartmentally separated within the intact plant cell. And again, when that cell's damaged, this enzyme, it's called myrosinase, can interact with the glucosinolate and generate its corresponding isothiocyanate by removing that glucose molecule. So for sulforaphane in particular, its glucosinolate precursor is known as glucoraphanin. And again, broccoli is the richest dietary source of glucoraphanin. And the problem is that this enzyme in the broccoli is very sensitive to different conditions, specifically heat. And so traditional cooking methods that people use essentially inactivate the myrosinase enzyme. Thus, the sulforaphane potential of broccoli is essentially eliminated because the sulforaphane is trapped in that glucosinolate form. So it has that glucose molecule attached. Now, a very small percentage of the ingested glucoraphanin can be converted to sulforaphane by the endogenous action of microorganisms that colonize your gastrointestinal tract. But again, that's a very, very low percentage compared to what you'd get if you had an active myrosinase enzyme in the broccoli. And so that's why eating actually raw cruciferous vegetables tends to have much higher what's termed bioavailability of sulforaphane than if you cook broccoli. So this is important for people because it's not just eating the cruciferous vegetables, but essentially how they're handled that determine how much sulforaphane you'll even get from the broccoli. So that's important, I think.
You know, I wasn't aware of the impediment that cooking imposes upon getting the benefits, the broccoli factor, out of the broccoli. And I think you did an elegant job of explaining that enzyme being present in the food, and the act of chewing sets the stage, gets things rolling, so that we get that sulfur component, sulforaphane. And that's interesting. I think you did a good job of that, and it's a lot of fancy words sometimes, but I think you made it very clear. So what you're saying is that the raw sources are preferable, absolutely, for getting sulforaphane.
Well, I mean, you can cook at, lower temperatures for shorter periods and still retain myrosinase activity. But again, this is coming down to, I don't think people want to, are going to be constantly aware of all these slight intricacies when they're preparing their broccoli or any other cruciferous vegetable. So it's conventional cooking methods typically reduce the myrosinase inherent in broccoli, and thus the conversion of the precursor compound into, active sulforaphane. So
now, is this true of all of the cruciferous vegetables that we mentioned, of the cruciferous family, the particularly cabbage, Brussels, bok choy? Is that the case with those as well? Now, I'm understanding that they have less of this ability to produce the sulforaphane, but do we get some from them?
Well, just as a general classification, the glucosinolate precursors of isothiocyanates, again, that's just a parent class that sulforaphane falls in, these are contained within cruciferous vegetables, but there's different ones. And so most other cruciferous vegetables are not particularly rich sources of the precursor to sulforaphane. That's broccoli specifically. Although all of these glucosinolates, the various different ones they've identified, are in cruciferous vegetables, and they are required to be converted by this enzyme myrosinase. So
the same is true for all of them, but the broccoli factor is far more abundant.
Yeah, for the most part, it's true for other cruciferous vegetables too. So if you're eating raw cauliflower and you're chewing it very well, and there's some water present, you can convert the glucosinolates within cauliflower into their corresponding isothiocyanates and receive those health benefits.
Well, that is good. That's very excellent, and that's a tidbit. I love for our listeners to come away from this show with something they can do right away. They can eat raw broccoli. Make a healthy dip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So your advice is wonderful here. Let's talk a little bit more about the sulforaphane and what it does in the human body. Why is it important beyond being a source of sulfur, which is very important?
Well, it's most widely recognized for its anti-cancer activity in the body, and there's been a number of studies, both preclinical and clinical, that have looked at this potential, and the majority of it being preclinical, so not in humans yet, but they look in cells and some animal models and see profound benefits. And they think that one of the main mechanisms that it works by is it basically turns on the cell's internal detoxification and antioxidant protection pathways. So, we often hear of eating these health compounds for their antioxidant effects. Well, this compound sulforaphane is not a direct antioxidant, but it's essentially an indirect one by turning on your cell systems to protect itself, and that potential remains even after the sulforaphane is no longer in the system. So and it is the most potent inducer of a group of enzymes by dietary compounds that's been identified, as far as I know. So,
you know,
lots of health potential.
That's interesting. In being an indirect, indirectly, it increases antioxidant activity without being an antioxidant itself. So we have many sources, both direct and indirect, available to us in the diet and in supplements that support good antioxidant function. And the detox certainly makes sense linking with the cancer. When I talk to patients about detoxification, that seems like such a generic term. And I like to tell them that it involves phase one, cytochrome P450 enzymes, phase two, glucuronidation, sulfation. The reason I do that is these are real enzymes. They are measurable. Mm-hmm. Our toxins go through them, medications go through them. And that final stage, which we are talking about, is sulfation. And that rids, sulfur is like a magnet to toxins. And I call it the garbage bag of detox. And when you use it, you got to make more. So you need sources.
Exactly.
So what else can the broccoli factor, which I find easier to say than sulforaphane, what else can it do? What about inflammation?
Well, it's actually a potent anti-inflammatory agent. And again, it acts in a way within the cell to prevent inflammatory signaling. So it's kind of upstream of gene expression for many pro-inflammatory protein signals that the cell would produce. It interferes with that process. So it serves to upregulate detoxification antioxidant systems in the cell. That would also, in and of itself, reduce this inflammatory signaling. But it also interferes with that signaling pathway per se. So you're getting really a double dose of anti-inflammatory activity from this compound. So it has, you know, it's recognized primarily for anti-cancer benefits. But again, a lot of my interest came in, essentially, it has therapeutic potential in every disease state that is characterized by an oxidative stress and or inflammatory component. And those two things go hand in hand. And of course, that essentially underlies most chronic diseases we deal with today.
That is so true.
Diseases. Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because this subject needs to be explored more thoroughly, which we will do in the third segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we are the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on the health benefits of sulforaphane, better known as the broccoli factor, from our guest, Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary. apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can listen to Kevin's discussion on weight loss. So that'll be interesting. People started out the new year with new health ideals and goals, and let's see that we carry it on. So that's going to be a good show. And today's guest is Anthony Thomas, who's a doctor in nutritional biology. And our subject today are the health benefits of sulforaphane, better known as the broccoli factor. And we were beginning to talk about this co-anti-inflammatory detox anti-cancer activity that we get from the broccoli factor, and that we can't get as much of it from eating the foods, especially if they are really cooked, that the raw cruciferous vegetables are better sources, broccoli being the best, cabbage, Brussels, bok choy. But also we'll go and talk about the supplements and what they offer. But let's get more information to our listeners, Anthony, on phase one and phase two functions. I call these the garbage disposals, kind of dual phase disposals in the cells in the body. So can we talk more about that and sulforaphane's role in detoxification?
Absolutely. I think this is a very critical point for our listeners to understand, because this is one of the main ways in which sulforaphane is protecting your cells. So as you mentioned, there's phase one, which are primarily cytochrome P450 enzymes in the body, and then there are phase two. Now let me start backwards with phase two, because you had already mentioned that these reactions essentially they're what are called conjugation reactions. They basically attach another endogenous molecule to the molecule being detoxified. And that essentially serves to make them more water soluble so that you can excrete them from the body, via the urine, say. But to prepare them for the phase two conjugation reaction, they go through a phase one reaction. Then now, it's broadly categorized as detoxification, but in fact, the products of these phase one reactions are often more reactive or more toxic to the cell than the original compound itself. It can actually make a compound an active carcinogen. So you need the phase two there to quickly couple with the phase one and basically make this reactive toxic compound non-toxic and more water soluble so that it can be eliminated from the body. And so what Sane actually does, we already mentioned that it induces the phase two detoxification side, and it actually feeds sulforaphane itself, actually slows down, reduces the activity of phase one enzymes. And what this does is it allows this detoxification to basically maintain balance. Now, there's other things in the environment, such as cigarette smoke, alcohol, certain drugs that will actually induce specific phase one enzymes without inducing phase two. Now, if you increase phase one without also increasing phase two, that's actually not necessarily a good thing, and that's associated with enhanced risk for disease. So higher risk of cancer when you have these compounds that increase only phase one. And while there's lots of compounds derived from, say, fruits and vegetables that actually increase phase two enzymes, again, sulforaphane, as far as I know, is the most potent dietary source of a compound that induces these phase two detoxification pathways and also slow down your phase one, keeping them in better balance.
You know, this is a very specific piece of information that may be hard to grasp, but I consider phase one and phase two, as I said, dual disposals, and both play their roles. But phase two is one of the exit pathways, and whether you're in a building or you're trying to eliminate urine and feces, those exit pathways are critical. If they're not working, it's a disaster. And so it is interesting how the body is made that this phase two accelerates detoxifying anything harmful from phase one and removing it. This is the final exit pathway that's so important. And one of my analogies for phase one is if we're getting rid of our garbage and we move it, let's say we're cleaning out the attic, we move everything into the main part of the house, but we don't have phase two, we don't have garbage bags, we're just moving it around. And it's going to stink, it's going to cause problems. Whereas if we've got the garbage bags, sulfur and sulforaphane stimulates that sulfation, the binding of sulfur with the toxins to get them out. I think that analogy helps to clarify how important it is to work on phase two, the exit pathway.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the reasons why fruits and vegetables are good for you, and cruciferous vegetables, and again, more specifically broccoli, are so good for you. They think it's a result of this. So, and again, it's also, like I said, a number of other enzymes that are turned on within the cell also protect the cell from oxidative stress as well. So a lot of internal cellular pathways that are turned on to basically protect the cell. And sulforaphane is serving as a cue for that process.
It's pretty remarkable when we talk about these details, you know, broccoli's good for you. Well, we're saying why it's good for you. And I think understanding it is helpful. So right now I'm thinking, what do people do that can't stand broccoli? Because as I mentioned earlier on, my understanding is if you don't have the enzymes in the saliva, you don't get that good taste from these cruciferous vegetables that people do who have those enzymes. And by the way, that one of the early studies was done by giving people who hated broccoli saliva from those who loved it. And that's how they did the study to determine that there was a factor. And frankly, I don't know the name of the factor, but I thought that's not hard to forget. Very unusual.
But very, very cool study, if you ask me. I'm sure a lot of people might think that sounds a little gross, but I think that's pretty interesting to know that there's these inherent differences in taste preference that are you know, the result of you know, specific genes and specific, you know, enzymes that are variable across the population. So
yes, and probably evolved in a population that survived better having the ability to like and eat the cruciferous vegetables. So,
right, I would expect that it did convey some sort of you know, evolutionary advantage, so to say. If you're eating more of these health compounds, you might likely have, you know, greater protection from environmental toxins and other foreign compounds coming in your body. So,
well, as far as supplements, because mm-hmm. these are very popular supplements right now, and I work with the autism spectrum community, and there are some new remarkable studies on the benefits in autism. And it's the anti-inflammatory effect that mm-hmm. is thought to be bringing these benefits. So let's talk a little bit about the supplements.
Okay. Well, there's a number of supplements I've noticed out there. And let's start with a few that have sulforaphane per se. So literally provide sulforaphane, not a precursor. Again, this is the biologically active component from broccoli that we believe are mediating much of these health benefits. And the problem is sulforaphane supplements provide, you know, relatively low dosing. So I've seen a number of products out there. They have 400 micrograms of sulforaphane. Now, other products will provide that precursor molecule to sulforaphane, which is its glucosinolate counterpart called glucoraphanin. I know these are a lot of tongue-twisting names, but as we talked about earlier in the show, that the active enzyme myrosinase, which we don't produce as humans, but are contained within the plant cells, and again, it's very sensitive to various factors such as acidity and heat, is required to remove essentially a sugar molecule from that parent compound to generate the corresponding active isothiocyanate. And in this case with broccoli, it's sulforaphane. That's that broccoli factor we want. The problem is a lot of these supplements will provide a concentrated dose of the precursor, but no active enzyme to convert it to sulforaphane. So essentially, you'll get very little, minimal sulforaphane from those products because it's relying on bacterial transformation. And you know, the majority of sulforaphane, when consumed in the diet, it's absorbed in the upper part of the small intestine, whereas, you know, the bacterial transformation will likely happen more further down in the gastrointestinal tract. So providing the precursor without the active enzyme essentially is not providing you much sulforaphane at all. And just going back to what we talked about with the phase one and phase two and how important phase two is to protect the cells, because often the reaction products from the phase one are more toxic, that you need to maintain a balance. Well, that precursor, glucoraphanin of sulforaphane, actually induces phase one enzymes, but it does not induce phase two. So again, if you're promoting phase one without promoting phase two, you can actually create situations where there's more trouble and more toxic stress on the cell. And that's actually associated with increased disease risk. Now, I don't want to scare everyone, but I would think that, you know, you really want to make sure you're getting sulforaphane from these products as supplements, because they are providing much higher concentrated dosings than you would be expected to get from consuming, you know, broccoli, or at least you'd have to eat a substantial amount of broccoli to get the same amount. So you need to be wary and not just go and grab supplements that are providing concentrated doses of the precursor to sulforaphane and assume that you're getting a whole lot of sulforaphane from that. And again, the other problem with sulforaphane supplements per se is they're really low dosing. And, you know, most at least cell studies where they've looked at these anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory effects, they show a dose response, which means the more sulforaphane present, the stronger the response. So you really want to make sure you're actually getting a therapeutic dose.
Well described. We're going to repeat part of this in the final segment because this is really important for our listeners. And if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information on the health benefits of sulforaphane, better known as the broccoli factor.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please do join us next week for Kevin's discussion on weight loss. Now, today's guest is Anthony Thomas, PhD, doctor in nutritional biology, and we have been talking about the subject of health benefits of sulforaphane, better known as the broccoli factor, and I wanted to continue what we were trying to discuss in the previous segment about supplements that support this phase two and how tricky it is to get the right compounds out of the broccoli to do the job that needs to be done. So it's pretty technical, but Anthony, I think you've done a beautiful job of explaining it. So let's keep going.
All right. Thank you. Well, hopefully the listeners understand that it's very important to have an active myrosinase enzyme present, which again is coming from the plant. We don't make it. to convert the precursor to the active sulforaphane. So many of these broccoli supplements available, they provide the precursor in a concentrated amount, but don't provide the active enzyme. And again, providing the precursor might actually, you know, upregulate phase one without co-upregulating phase two. And that imbalance may actually be a negative, not a positive. So you want that active enzyme. And we do have a product out there, the BroccoMax from Jar Formulas, and they have a patented process that retains active myrosinase enzyme and supplies it in a delayed release cap to protect it through the acidic environment of the stomach, because that will have a negative impact on that myrosinase enzyme. And so, again, the goal is to maintain active myrosinase. And you had brought up a nice thought, so along those lines of juicing cruciferous vegetables. And because the vegetables themselves have the active enzyme and the reaction essentially requires water, like a digestive reaction, then by combining, say, broccoli, and I would recommend people get broccoli sprouts. That's the richest dietary source of the precursor to sulforaphane, say 10 to 100 times more than mature broccoli. If you put that in a blender, and you basically grind up all those cells, the enzyme will be able to interact with that precursor and generate that health promoting broccoli factor, sulforaphane.
Wonderful. That is good news to know. And it's been so interesting to talk about what these supplements, how they differ as well. Could you go back over that in layman's terms as much as possible? Mm-hmm. What I'm understanding is that the BroccoMax actually retains the enzyme so that it does get converted to active sulforaphane.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying this correctly?
You are, in fact. And again, there's two types of supplements that I've seen in this quote unquote broccoli category, and that's those that provide sulforaphane directly. But again, the Achilles heel of those is that it can only provide very small amounts of sulforaphane, so in the microgram range, whereas many of the other broccoli supplements provide the precursor to sulforaphane in milligram quantity, so a magnitude of order more, substantially more. The problem is the sulforaphane is essentially trapped if there is no active myrosinase enzyme present to convert it. And so you're actually not getting much sulforaphane from these supplements that are rich in the precursor, which is, again, called glucoraphanin or sulforaphane glucosinolate. So these are the two limitations if you do not have the active myrosinase enzyme present and you want to get sufficient amounts of sulforaphane to see an actual therapeutic effect in the body. So
fascinating. So the takeaways, let's talk about some of the important things we want our listeners to take away. Let's go back to this business of anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, antioxidants, and the detox. I will mention that in autism, there have been great benefits using these supplements with regard to reducing stims in the children. And the stims are believed to be, and there's good evidence to document that, the effect of inflammation in the brain. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. by providing the supplements to the children, then having evaluators from teachers, therapists, parents, evaluate on the products and off the products, they have found that it does reduce it and reduce it pretty quickly. Now, this is relatively new study, and I think there's more going on at this time. Mm-hmm. My own clinical experience at this point is limited because we're just beginning to add this to the regimen that we use. And we use a lot of anti-inflammatory herbs and supplements. But this, you know, the broccoli factor is right up there with interest. And give us the overview of the impact of broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables, chewed thoroughly, not overcooked, perhaps juiced or blended, the benefits of those and the supplements on the body.
So you brought up inflammation, and it has some unique properties. So inflammatory signaling in the body, you know, there is a widely distributed. So basically in most cells, there's what's called the transcription factor. It's a protein that essentially can bind DNA upstream of specific genes and turn on their expression. And so there's a very important one in inflammatory pathways. It's called NF kappa B. Now, it upregulates many pro-inflammatory genes. And what sulforaphane does is it can actually interfere with the ability of this protein to translocate into the nucleus and bind DNA to turn these pro-inflammatory genes on. And so in doing so, you don't get progression of the inflammatory response. And we also said that that sulforaphane acts in a way to increase expression of genes that are antioxidant in nature. And those enzymes in and of themselves also inhibit the inflammatory signaling that I just described. So you have a direct anti-inflammatory effect of sulforaphane and also an indirect effect of the sulforaphane to basically reduce inflammatory signaling within the cell and increase those antioxidant protection enzymes and detox pathways.
Well said. And thank you very much for being on the show, Dr. Anthony Thomas. We have enjoyed what you've had to say, and hopefully we'll have you back in the future. This has been a good discussion.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. And you know what? With all that was said, I promise there will be much more research coming out on sulforaphane and that broccoli factor effect. So we'll probably have more to talk about.
Yes, we will. I know that this is in the beginning, and it's exciting to bring new information to our listeners. And thank
Another
you.
Another reason to eat your vegetables, right?
Yes. A pretty technical reason, but now we know. We have the answer why broccoli is good for you.
Yeah.
And thank you, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Dana.
And I'm just going to summarize what we were trying to say, that the cruciferous vegetables, which include the family that is cabbage, broccoli, kale, Brussels, bok choy, and others, they're pungent and bitter, and they're pungent because they prevent bugs from eating them. And that protective factor makes them not as likable to most people unless they have the enzymes that digest that and improve the taste. So those who like broccoli or broccoli and cousins, the cruciferous vegetables, actually have those enzymes. So isn't this quite interesting? And that to get the benefits from these plants, if you overcook them, you lose the benefit. If you chew them thoroughly, eat them raw, make juices out of them, that is the best way. And broccoli sprouts are much more plentiful in achieving increased levels of this sulforaphane, which is an anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, promotes final stage of detox. So that's the takeaway, and I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any previous show through myvillagegreen.com. And remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On Sunday, Jeff Black is back in studio. He's talking about what's going on at his very hot Pearl Dive. And Passover is coming. That means Paula Scheuer is coming in. She's got incredible Passover desserts.
That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTLP FM HD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.